Welcome back to another episode of Olumide is a Goat podcast. I said I'll be consistent, so you people already expect me to be consistent. Consistent Olu, put it in the bio. Check on more. As you already know, you know when I come on this thing here called Olumide is a Goat podcast, my thing, you know, I come with the sauce, I come with the drip. Too much info, too much intro. Let's get down to the in total. Put that in a bar. Put that in a bar. Put it in a bar, by the way. So today I have some hot takes. So let me explain how this thing goes. Yeah, I have an episode titled Unpopular Music Opinion, but that one is unpopular. That one is my own shit. Like, I feel people might not know, so I just one or two. Let me spill my thing. You get me? But on this one called Music Hot Takes, they are what I've noticed people saying that I might agree with or might not agree with, and I feel I just want to put my one or two cent on it. So if you feel triggered, like I said, mine toba come for me, my jobless by my wife and yala ya, just know that. Quite, but violent, I'm not violent, no,
leave the violence, everyone
is
the
go, everyone is the go. So leave today I'm joined by this nigga that actually be saying Olumide, let's record podcast, and I'm
not this nigga casting,
you know my pen there go. Anyway, if you have a pink thing I want to be on my podcast, let me know. But on some other shit, I'm joined here by Uyi Mark.
I'm Uyi Mark.
Yeah, so he has introduced himself. Before we even get into this thing, you're a Barcelona fan, right? Let's have a chit chat.
Wait.
all you fake ass Barcelona fans trying to jump ships.
Ain't nobody jumping ship, bro.
So you are still a Barcelona. Although
Of course, man. I'm fucking Memphis Depay.
You know the funny thing now? He spotted you in a PSG jersey.
So far what, bro?
The irony. So you are a Messi fan, not a Barcelona fan.
No, I'm a Barcelona fan.
You're a Barcelona fan.
Yes, I stopped watching Barcelona games last season because Messi refused to leave.
Do you reckon with this statement that Barcelona is a finished club?
No, we're a rebuilding club.
You're a rebuilding club.
Yeah, why not ask now, please? Don't do that.
Wait, you know a little bit about basketball, yeah?
Yeah, I know quite a lot about basketball.
I will ask you about this statement. Trust the process. Philadelphia.
And trust the process. No need.
Trust the process.
We are trusting process.
And
we've given us party 10.
And Memphis Depay,
Memphis Depay is bandy, like a bastard.
Let's relate that thing to Barcelona.
Barcelona hasn't been trusting any process.
Yeah, yes, they've reached the second round.
See, Barcelona hasn't been fucking trusting any process.
So you mean even when Messi was there, they were playing shit.
We've been riding on Messi's back. No wonder he's so short. Like,
Barcelona has
been riding on that bastard's back for years, man. We've left, our glory days are far over. We've just been riding Messi's genius.
Okay.
And that was the biggest problem. Riding Messi's back, forgetting to build a team. Then Messi gets old. Then you are still trying to ride the motherfucker's back. How do you want him to do that shit? Go everywhere Ronaldo went, they were not riding his back.
Let's save this energy for later. Okay. You know, I was planning on giving you one or two banters, but this one you've taken it over the roof.
I stopped watching Barca games last season because Messi was still there, and Antoine Griezmann leaving the club.
But even the person where I want banter, gone they banter the club.
Coming to Barcelona was very pointless. Griezmann and Messi play exactly alike.
Both of them
cannot play on the same team.
So if you Griezmann time at Barcelona can be likened to the Ronaldo and Dybala. Like they play exactly, quote unquote, the same position.
Not necessarily. They don't play alike. They play similar positions. It worked with Ronaldo and Dybala because Dybala could play as a provider. Ronaldo cannot.
So you mean Ronaldo is more of a music hot take? So no, be me, Sha. Uyi Mark.
Ronaldo is not a, his social media is in the description.
If you won't come for anybody.
Ronaldo is not a provider. I'm not saying he cannot give assists, right? Anybody can do anything. For fuck's sake, he can go and defend. Doesn't make him a defender.
So
Ronaldo is not a provider. He's on the end waiting for you to suffer.
You said something about defender, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a nice segue to the first topic on our music. All right,
let's go.
Which is gatekeeping Afrobeats.
gatekeeping,
like share and play defense. But before we even go further into what gatekeeping means or what it implies, I would like to read the dictionary meaning. of gatekeeping or the term gatekeep per se.
Naruto. All
gatekeep right. means to control or limit access to something or to limit another party's participation in a collective identity or activity, usually due to undue resentment or overprotectiveness. This is the exact definition I need. What do you feel should be done in this case? Like, we've seen quote-unquote Afrobeats to the world mantra, like it has obviously reached that point where Afrobeat is actually to the world. So there are some people online and offline that are, should I say, clamoring, I don't know the right word, but are kind of building this notion whereby Afrobeat left for Nigerians alone, like, is our thing, let's do our thing, we don't need no foreigners. And I'm here to call bullshit on that. But before I even call bullshit on that, what do you have to say about gatekeeping Afrobeat?
Okay, first off, gatekeeping in Afrobeat is real as fuck. And that's why there are a lot of half talents in Nigerian music these days. We just listened to a song today when I came, 23. I told this guy that 23 has a story. He didn't realize. If you listen to what Burna Boy said,
and that's
that song,
a shame on me. I'm a Burna fan.
Right. If you listen to what Burna said in that song, he pretty much just painted a picture of how when somebody thinks he's talented trying to jump into the Afrobeat world, right, that the top names try to choke that person ultimately, because at the end of the day they want it to be my name they call when they are talking Afrobeat. Now I like to be very, how do I put it, I like to see from both sides, right? These are the ones that gave Afrobeat such a big name. If you give Afrobeat, if you give something such a big name, you can't just let somebody jump inside and come and misbehave. What if the person fucks it up? It's going to affect your image too. So in a way, it's not their fault, but it's bullshit at the end of the day, right? And so gatekeeping is real as fuck. That's what I have to say. Gatekeeping is real as fuck. And
okay. Let's it's real, obviously. People are trying to gate. Don't you feel outsiders, like these people that are not Nigerians or Africans per se, should be allowed to use that genre whichever way they like? And in a way, Afrobeat might just become one of the coolest or hottest genre in the next 5 to 10 years. Take rap, for example. When rap started,
I was actually gonna say that
when rap started, it was all these gritty bars, gangster shit, or you quote unquote trap. But even the days of trap, when T.I. was doing trap, T.I.'s type of trap was can be related to Lil Wayne rapping. But these days, trap has his own emblem. Like, When you hear a trap record, you know it's trap. It has its own synthetic beat. It has its own unique voicing, unique production. Don't you feel people should be able to use that Afrobeat whichever way they like? And probably out of the Afrobeat, the foreigners can coin another subgenre from it.
I feel like, first off, like you said, gatekeeping Afrobeat to just Africans or just Nigerians is bullshit. It's utter bullshit, right? It only shows how insecure you are of your talent.
Word.
That's just the fact. It shows.
Remember from the definition, overprotectiveness.
That's the thing. It only shows how insecure. Like, you are scared that if these other people jump on it, that you are going to lose your shine. Because if you trust your talents, almost anybody can jump on it. It's like fighters. It's like UFC fighters. It's like saying you are limiting UFC fighters. No, come and fight. Sure. If you can beat me, yes.
Beat me. You get the crown. You get the belt. Exactly.
I will let you fight. By the time you come, I will beat your ass. Then you will know that everybody will look at it and everybody will know that, okay, this is my thing, right? If I whoop your ass every time, if that is just us that are doing that thing and I'm whooping your ass back to back, come on now, everybody will rest. Everybody will know that it is my share, right? Let the reception guy don't gatekeep and say foreign guys should not try that. If it's like that, we shouldn't be fucking rapping, because we were doing one very unknown genre of music in Nigeria, tears and Nollywood, and ain't nobody has time for that shit.
Ain't nobody has time for this.
Them old Mode 9 and Co started to listen to Biggie and Tupac one day, and then the next thing what's that his name, Iblis, the ancient Iblis, so not this big stomach pseudo recross Iblis.
I'm talking about
the old,
link in the description, not no come for me, please.
I'm talking about the old hardcore when Nigaro was still hot, right? Before he left music and entered comedy, because anybody I'm talking about Mode 9.
Wow. Hot takes, like I
before,
said.
I'm talking about Mode 9. I'm talking about people that started rap when rap actually started. What's that guy's name? Not Reminisce. Reminisce came when he started to evolve, sha, but all those
Mode 9
Jesus Christ of that time.
Yeah, go on.
Wonder, but how did Mode 9 start to make a name for himself? Rapping like white men.
Sure.
Sorry, like no, black like men, black, like black men
America,
abroad.
Yeah, sure.
Like black men abroad. Ah, if everybody want they segregate, oh yeah, don't rap like them. They use pidgin, they rap. Anybody gives a fuck. It is not until those people started to make a name for 9 rap before we now decided to make an evolution out of it. Then people started to Yoruba, people started to Hausa, Zoro and Co, Igbo, Fino and Co, right? But come on, man. What the fuck? If these guys do Afrobeat and it bangs, or more jammy, see, music is deep as fuck.
You know what even pained me most? I was on Twitter this day, like, I think last 2 weeks from the time of this recording, I don't really know date, around middle of August or so. Before the week, yeah, let me give you a time frame. The week Wizkid dropped Essence Remix, I guess it was all this publicity stuff, yeah, where Justin Bieber was caught on stage singing to an Afrobeat record, and people were like, why does this sound exactly like Wizkid and all? And I'm like, bro, just let this man sing,
like let this nigga Afrobeat is going to make everybody sound alike now.
And the tweet that got, or the reply in terms of quote tweet that got the most interaction was, I think it's high time we need to gatekeep Afrobeat. And I'm like, bro, this is not needed, like, come on.
See, if JB didn't do well on that track, you say JB did not do well on an Afrobeat track. You not say they should stop. Is it, what kind of music is JB doing? What's his business? It's like for instance, there's this white guy, right? I always used to brag. The guy is an Afrobeat dancer.
I put him
on my status a bunch of times. This guy moves like a black guy, like a black Afro, like the Afrobeat dancers that you people put on your status and you go and jump on TikTok. All these dances that you are doing, this guy does it effortlessly. Like, tell him to do a freestyle.
Fluidity.
Tell him to do a freestyle. Fluid. He's not breakdancing. He's not somersaulting and doing all that.
I think I've seen a clip one or two.
He's hitting you. He's hitting you Afrobeat shit. Oh yeah, gatekeep Afrobeat now. Tell him not to. It don't make sense.
Like, in this world, yeah, I feel we should ban that word, gatekeep. What are you keeping? Everything that eventually came to reality, or that eventually, let me use the word blow, and made its way to the mainstream, came from somewhere. Nothing is really original.
Nothing is original again. Like,
nothing is original. Just let it flourish. Like, stop being. What is that? Stop being so quote unquote
insecure.
Stop being overprotective.
Unnecessarily insecure. So, won't you sit down in
I feel
corner?
We've addressed the elephant in the room, which is gatekeeping Afrobeat, and you already know our take on that. Don't gatekeep. Let it blow. If it will blow like it's blowing now, 5 to 10 years from now, if a subgenre will come from it, just like trap came from rap, let it come. Like,
but then
come
we'll
on.
Take, but then I'll still take.
Come on,
I'll still take the original Essence over the one with Bieber. Shall no hating on Bieber, but
I would do the same. But I'm not trying to say the remix wasn't Igbo.
Okay,
obviously,
now before we go to the next thing, because I know that we are going to receive all the attacks in the world for the takes. I just want to clarify something. The fact that I say, or the fact that I think something is better than the other thing, or someone is better than the other person, or I would rather have someone than the other person, does not in any way diminish the talent and the quality of the other person.
On God.
Does not. I can tell you. Facts. I can tell you. It's like the popular Ronaldo, Messi nonsense, right?
21.
I can tell you, I'd rather have Messi than Ronaldo. I'm not in any way diminishing Ronaldo's greatness or good shape and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
See, everything in this life is subjective, if we're being very honest. Yeah. Every single bloody thing, colors, shapes, everything is subjective, man. And it's somebody that came up with it at some point. You just, your vibration, your vibration on the inside just kind of matches that person's vibration, and that's why you like that shit.
You know what you just said, just put it in my mind now. Like, I guess that's where the gatekeep theory comes from. Like, fine, you might prefer the Afrobeat in its original form, but you shouldn't be scared
of someone else jumping on it
or experimenting with that sound and creating something else from it.
Let him experiment. If he experiments and he fails, you rest.
Yeah. So
leave music liking to individual and don't portray your opinion as general. Like, there are a lot of songs that everybody's jumping on now and using their head to walk and screaming and getting hard-ons for right, and I listen to the song and okay, it doesn't now mean I'll not tell you that the song is trash, right? You have your vibration, you have your brain works in a certain way that connects with that song, and that's it. Let's leave people's connection to song to individual and fuck that shit, man. Yeah.
So the number two on my list of music hot takes: Deluxe influx in Nigerian music scene. By the word deluxe, you know, when you say deluxe of an album, it means the original version of the album plus additional songs. That's the most plain definition I can give to it. So
farmers.
So basically,
cow farmers.
Basically, deluxe, having deluxe version is not new. Like, it's been existing way, way, way before you were born. You get me? I'm older than you. Oh yeah, I don't know, Sha. But way before. No. I checked my stats from Anchor's website in terms of age of people listening. And I noticed that some grannies are listening to this thing.
They're gonna end their life.
So you mean your mother is listening to my podcast? So they fair for me number mommy. So now come on. But let's go back to the discussion.
So last one I'm gonna come for you. I'm not there. We might not follow. I say that one.
Mela Bruno call for me. I'm there. So deluxe influx on the Nigerian music. Okay. Like this year alone, we've had like 5 deluxes, if that's a word. I'm trying to get my phone to do the research. But even with that, we've had Rick Hassani do the deluxe of his album. Obviously, biggest of all, which is Wizkid Made in Lagos. Okay, fine. I think we should break it down like this. I'm rambling all over the place. Pardon me. Do you feel any and everybody should feel inclined to release a deluxe version of their album?
Feel inclined.
Like, at will. Like, bro, it's my album, it's my art. Let me release the deluxe. Do you feel it's a necessary thing?
Yeah. It's a thought process that should come around, especially in situations where your original is a thought process that everybody should go through, Shah. Whether or not you do it, I believe it's something that should be thought about in the process of making your record, right? Because there's a possibility that people, you are gonna want to milk that shit. Yes, sometimes milking, you know, they work, but everything is a risk. Even just opening your eyes in the morning, who says the sun rays won't contort through your window in a weird way that'll destroy your eyes? Anybody fucking knows what's gonna happen the next second.
So you feel I might have to start calling names now. Let's say someone like Nigaro releases an album, and he released the album, say January 2021. Come August 2021, if Nigaro feels inclined to release the deluxe version of an album released in January 2021, you feel, okay, go, let him release. Is his art, is his thing?
Like I said, it's something that should come in the planning phase, and it's not like you're already preparing to execute. It's something like it's like the way movie makers give you cliffhangers, right? In anticipation that the movie is gonna gather enough traction for you to want a part two. Okay. That's just it. So it's supposed to be in the planning phase, right? Somewhere in your notes, your project manager and whatever takes notes. That's long term, right? With things like putting out records, you are thinking of two things. You are thinking of the long term and the short term, right?
What?
So long term, you are thinking of the fact that if these people eat this shit up, I might just and I believe artists record songs every day. I believe there are a shit ton of songs that are going to bang that these artists have recorded that they have not given us.
So
because they will just sit down in the studio one day and their producer has cooked one beat from the covens, and they just drop something very fire on it, but they are trying not to just
feed
us their heat.
So you rather those songs not be released individually or in terms of an EP and just be added to an original version of an album and then the deluxe?
Well, if the album in itself gathered the traction close to or more than your expectation, right? It's not a bad idea to resell.
Normal.
It's deluxe album is pretty much reselling.
Sure.
It's pretty much reselling, but you can't resell without adding, because what the fuck are they buying again if they have bought it before? Why the fuck would I buy a record that has all the songs? But this time I have not released, these songs are going to bang. These 5 songs that I'm adding to the deluxe are going to bang for sure. Why release them individually and give each of them a chance to outshine each other instead of banging all of them into my old thing album, my old thing that is banging, right? So everything is just going to bang and tear everybody's head, and then you people are going to keep shouting them, yay, Whiskey to Pami, so, yay, so, Burna Boy to Pami.
So you feel the standard for Dlux should be
from a productivity standpoint.
From a productivity standpoint, whereby the original version, whatever, should have made or garnered more traction, thereby evolving that thought process in you that, okay, I think I need a part two kind of from this thing.
Yes, but like I said, let me make it clear. It's something that should be on the plans table, right? I'm a project manager, and something that we do as project manager, we have like a table wherever, whether physically, whether virtually, you have a board with all the ideas that might ever be used. You have a board with all the ideas that have been used, that are ever to be used, because ideas evolve.
What?
Right? There are some things on that board that will never be. You have a time frame now. After a while, you remove that idea. But interestingly enough, an idea is an idea, and it can come at any time, right? If you wait till after the album gathers traction, before you now start to think of doing a Dlux album, it's very easy to miss out. You might have dropped one or two of those tracks as singles because the Dlux album idea had not fully manifested. And then at the end of the day, you will now be chucking your single inside your Dlux album additions. It's either you do that or you miss out on that single being a part of the Dlux album. So it's something that is going to be on your board from when you are dropping the first song, right? Your team has an expectation. Your team has a stream, numbers, money expectation for all that. By the time you look at it and it's very, very close, or it exceeds or it meets your expectations, what else? Milk it like a bastard. And sure, how else? You go back to your drawing board. Okay, how best to, and then your Dlux album plan is there. By that time, you don't already record your secret hits.
So we've agreed now that please, if you're a musician, if you're an artist,
please put it in the plan. Just put it in the plan.
And you want to put it in the plan. Play or release album. You know, on top iTunes chart, on top Apple chart, or chart in the different countries, that kind of thing. And you now want to say, play, you want to release Dlux. Please let your album bang before releasing the Dlux. And when you want to release the Dlux, please be careful about this. Like, put songs that will bang, or, you know, put bangers. You know, your first album banged, but on the second one, we need bangers.
Exactly. Like, you now don't restrict us to be listening to only the song that you released the first time that banged. You now go and be giving us say, I buy bread, I buy fish nonsense.
I could mention name, but we won't go there. Yeah, so, yeah. As I could mention name, mentioning of names, but we are not going that route today. So, basically, if you want to release a Dlux version of your album, please, let it be better than the original version cumulatively. If you know the original version of your album no make sense, my risk here, my no drop Dlux. please, man,
don't come and give me. I am a mumu. You're not releasing Dlux.
Someone once told me, if you know your album is not considered a classic, don't drop Dlux for us. We don't want to hear none of that. Nobody got time for this.
So I'll buy, like, on the first album there were 10 tracks. Your 10 tracks were weak. You're now gonna add 5 tracks to it. So I'm not pay extra money again to skip 10 tracks and listen to only five tracks. Like, even if those 5 tracks bang, like,
basically the Dlux should be better than the original. Like, if you know, like I've said, your album is not considered classic enough for a part two, that's what the Dlux is. Please do not drop a part two if your album is not considered very high on that pedestal.
Dlux for album is like remix for song.
Not really remix, because these are new songs on the Dlux, so we won't say remix per se.
No, it's the idea. Right, a remix for Dlux,
let's use King of Boys now, popularly known the part one smash hit. You get me? Mm-hmm. So the part two I did not really feel King of Boys part one.
Please put your personality inside the toilet.
I've not seen the part two yet, so give me time until I see the part two.
For elite,
I'm not saying the part one wasn't it, but at a point, oh God, I've been calling, everybody I know has said and agreed to the fact that the part one is a classic. So the part two coming out is only attesting to the fact that, okay, people want to watch it.
Exactly.
I feel that's what the Dlux should do. Once your original version of your album comes out, fine, and people gravitate towards it, stream and all, fine, then you can drop a deluxe if you want to drop, no problem. And this is what I wanted to say, now that I remember, I understand the monetary aspect of people dropping deluxe of their albums, in that when they drop deluxe, it will increase the stream of their original album, hence giving them more chance for original album to remain on the charts or enter the charts or stay longer on the charts.
Yeah.
So if that's what you intend by dropping your deluxe, hey, I'm not cock blocking you making
boy,
money.
Make your go. Money.
But just shake pelu ori pipe, don't advertise it, come my side. Maybe say myself, I'll call the few bad, say, ah, oh my, I never hear this deluxe, so I'm not going to hear the deluxe. And come on. But you get me, so we've addressed two things basically in this hot takes: gatekeeping Afrobeat and deluxe influx on the Nigerian music scene.
There go.
So we are going to number three, which I want all the smoke on this one.
That will be dangerous.
Buju.
Hey God. Hey, wait first. Before this guy, Buju. Before this guy goes to
that, Buju. That's my number three.
Eh? So something's gonna stop.
Yeah, if that's why I said I want all the smoke.
Buju too much.
That's what fire. I said. I want all the smoke on this one.
Okay. Oh.
Buju is a very, like, you know, there's this thing like
Eru Timbuwere. He wants to best IP best. Yeah, just a cat worry. Okay.
No. You know, say this thing there will be say, if you want, like, we attended the same secondary school, Lobsin. And in Lobsin midterm report card, your teacher, quote unquote, have this session.
It's called, it's called a compliment sandwich.
Yeah. So when I'll write the report about you, they'll be like,
He's a good boy.
But
he needs to.
But
compliment cycle. What do you mean?
But you know when that but comes into play, that's when your father eyebrows you.
That is what's important.
So I need to hype Buju before putting the but. Excellent songwriter. Excellent vocalist. I mean, we love him at the top. Like, only you, three top ones, Apple Music this year.
Oh, boy, collecting.
You get me? But there's this recurring theme that keeps coming to my mind. Anytime I think of Buju, which is him sounding similar.
Jambo,
and before I even go into Buju, let me use this comparison of Adekunle Gold. When Adekunle Gold started, it used to sound similar. Fine, I jammed Gold album. And when after Gold album, he released About 30, I guess, if I'm not wrong. About 30 kind of sounded similar to Gold album, and I'm like, nah. Then for a while, I did not hear any Adekunle Gold song again. And I'm wishing for Buju, yeah, this thing doesn't go that route. Like,
but you have given the answer.
Like we've seen it in Adekunle Gold's case. Like, it took too many Adekunle Gold sounded alike. This and this. This song sounded like that song. That song sounded like this song. But this 2021 Adekunle Gold, I bet you. No, from 2020, Adekunle Gold wanted to change. AG, baby. But yeah. So, Buju, if you are listening to this.
No, he's not. He will. He just might. Ali, so.
Buju, I put it to you that you kind of sound similar. But Uyi is one of your biggest fans. So, he has one or two to drop about that.
No, Bami Ben song, first of all. Don't okay. Let me give you slap in your ear.
Are you not one of the biggest fans?
Wait, it's not the biggest fan part. It's the fact that you say such a nonsense.
What nonsense did I say?
Shut up and listen to me, young
okay.
Bad.
Okay.
Nonsense. Oh, listen
okay.
To me, man.
Okay, come on.
Yeah. So, first of all, right, give me one artist now.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you are talking about diversity.
No, I'm not talking about diversity.
Relax,
I'm talking
relax,
about sound.
Relax.
Like,
diversity in sound, you see the same okay, thing, okay, English, you know,
okay,
English,
okay.
Diversity in sound, when you're talking about diversity, right, everybody that became diverse in their sound, became diverse in their sound when they had their footing very solid in
no,
the
no, I put that to you, no,
give me Oya list,
Wizkid, Burna Boy, Davido,
Wizkid is sound alike when
no,
he was upcoming.
No.
Don't do that.
Ola to your boy. Let me mention this.
I've been thinking of you, girl.
Baddest guy. I don't really know the title.
So Wizkid is sound alike.
Wizkid did not sound alike.
All Wizkid songs.
Wizkid did not sound alike.
See, Wizkid sounded. The rhythm,
I always put it to you. I'm not the biggest Wizkid song, but I call a spade a spade. Let's be factual. Wizkid did not sound alike.
It is different. Wizkid was on different, I wouldn't say genre.
Wizkid did not sound alike.
Wizkid was on different beats, but
Wizkid
was on.
Superstar album.
Oh yeah, tell me one of the song that he did not cry. Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah, was like his ad lib. I'm talking about sound.
But then that's the thing, right? If you check,
like when you listen to Buju, you can like you listen to
hold
you
on.
Listen to Mood, you listen to Mind Games, you listen to is it Lenu or Talenu? And you feel like he's on this.
I've listened to every Buju song that see, like is YouTube becoming, music. Is YouTube music I use?
I've listened to every
no,
YouTube music is nice now.
See, I've listened to every Buju song.
Okay.
Right? I'm telling you. I've listened to his entire catalog.
Yeah.
This Buju sounding I like thing is exactly why I called Wizkid. Because if when you hear I have a short clip of a song that Buju is supposedly going to put on his album that he put out one time. It was in his room. Are you there? Play my heart like solitaire. Compare that song to any other song, it doesn't sound the same. Buju is a work in progress.
He's currently trying to
make his stand in the music industry. Who in hell? Right, and this is not the time of Wizkid. Right, during the time of Wizkid hit the market hard as hell. Buju has been doing music a while.
But Wizkid did not sound alike. If that's your argument,
Wizkid sounded alike for a shorter period of time.
Uyimak's theory is every artist that's made it big on the mainstream sounded alike during their introductory stage.
Yeah, before they hit it big.
I will even call the obvious ones Tiwa Savage. Did Tiwa Savage sound alike?
Tiwa Savage was majorly on R&B songs.
Did she sound alike?
Yes, this guy.
We are not talking about the genre. We are talking about the sound. Like, what? your vocals on the track.
But then that's
how you were sound. It's no. like, well, okay, it's like, okay. It's like, see. The way Buju took mood, chorus, and everything. If you took that exact thing and put it on Lenu beat, there'll be little to no difference.
But then, understand that. Music is just as much vocals as it is the type of music. See, can you...
What if for what if I go by?
But that's continue. The thing now. Music is just as much vocals
as Kendrick.
There are sometimes you listen to 5 Kendrick songs. It's the same voice, the same intonation.
No, I'm not talking about.
That's what makes.
Obviously, if Charlie Puth is on a song, I know it's Charlie Puth. The way he sings. If Ed Sheeran is on a song, I know.
You are talking about the vibe of the song.
Maybe the vibe of the song. The cadence, the flow. If you remove that same cadence and flow from this particular song and put it on this other song, it's the same thing.
But that's the difference. He has been doing songs of very similar genre.
Calm down. Let's use genre. Since that's your argument, you feel because it's genre. Wizkid Superstar is more of similar genre. I can't remember the tracks and it's paining me. Can you remove quote like I've been using? Will you say the flow or cadence Wizkid add on? All out your boy. It's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing as Sparkle Romo.
That's just a situation of what's the word?
Tempo.
But you know
give DJ Lau Lau in the corner there. DJ Lau Lau will just press something on that is on his board. Give any fucking DJ. They'll just press something on the board. The songs will enter.
They will all enter.
You'll be shocked.
But you know that same DJ Lau Lau does not need to press anything on his mixing board before Buju sounds the same as Lenu on Commander
I will give you 3-4 songs now. We'll play them. You can play them according to each other. You will change the rhythm in your own head by yourself. You will change the feel of one song. There's one of the songs Wahala. I had a Buju playlist called The Cruise. I had a Buju playlist for a long time where I put songs according. So you are let me put outside. Okay. Then from outside he enters Wahala. But in fact, two of his most recent songs, right? Outside and testimony.
Yeah, sure.
Outside and testimony. Does it sound alike on both?
Kind of.
And then let's add feelings to it. It sounds alike on those three songs. How now? Mafi kind of see. You want to now be giving
this
me
music cost takes by the way. So
what's that guy? Something you can drop your governor Randu. Mama fi.
Tani Governor Randu bye.
I don't watch King of Boys. One more.
Oh.
Governor Randu, you over ma fi diplomatic answer.
Oh, I'm not putting diplomatic kind of.
Does it sound alike on those three songs?
See, for every rule, there's an exception.
Mate, no, do you
ever. Calm down now, let me.
Hey, what you need?
Stop being violent.
When I was telling you, when we started, when he started this,
come
this,
now,
this,
let me butcher
this bow and arrow against Buju. Most of you, I told him more.
Usually, when I'm recording podcasts, everything is off the dome. I don't use paper. Because of you, I wrote.
That's why I got to catch you today. You have better trouble today. Continue.
Well, now, I wanted to start. No, you did not notice when I said, let's leave the obvious example. I mentioned Burna Boy. Davido and Wiz.
Efeku. In terms of talent,
your argument is in introduction. You have to write it.
In terms of talent. In terms of talent, which person in Nigeria? The two goats that are on top of Afrobeat.
Only one goat for me.
So let them. That's the thing now. Everybody, people that are listening now,
Whiskey,
wonderful. On one side, Whiskey and David. In fact, everybody, Nigerian artist, who is as talented as Burna was in his introductory phase? As talented as Burna was in his introductory phase, who
Joe
is
Boy.
The person?
It was of Joe Boy. Nobody.
Kill the person now. Like, kill them. Kill Whiskey, kill Davido. Yes, so, Whiskey was excellent. So, like I said, if I say something about somebody, about one person in comparison to another, he in no way diminishes
so,
the
so
other
person.
So this
thing will not be extraordinarily long, like he's already getting. This hot take that would you sound similar.
It's
bash.
L. He's big L, man. Take that L, please.
I should take the L.
He has not even dropped album. You are already saying he's sounding alike. Khalid in that American album. If I slap you, it was not the same thing the way he sang throughout. You just sit down, just be crying. The next song like this, the same thing. As he just won one shirt. He just went to the studio one day. Bah! He recorded all the songs on the album.
Yeah. Khalid Lansoro, bye.
Man, now, it's good. But if you want to use sounding alike as a signal for I understand. But Khalid himself sounded alike now in
Nigeria.
Wait.
I have my brother in the building. Answer your question was if you want anyone to jump on your chorus right now, who are you calling?
Okay, well it depends on the world. If I'm looking for somebody upcoming, I'm jumping Abuju right now, right? Yes, there's a risk that he'll sound like his other songs and he might not, but fuck it, he has sounded like his other songs on all the songs that are topping the charts now. But if I'm talking about Agba's new, like not our Burna now.
I don't even want
Burna on just chorus. He has to give me verse.
So that Buju matter is if it's not broken, don't fix it.
No, bro, don't do that. Don't fix it. Don't worry, Buju. Yes, Buju will diversify. Don't worry, he will diversify. Okay. Man will run.
I feel
but
you.
For now, Deco Magba, let him be collecting his five top 10. He want no more now.
Okay.
So that'll be it for this episode of Olumide is a Goat podcast. Shout out to my guest, Oyemak. Yes, Ski. Till next time, stay jiggy.